Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. Before we dive into those stories, I want to start with a story of my own. In 2022, my father was released from prison after serving a 3-year sentence. While he was away, I began my medical transition from female to male. And when he came home, that was the first time he saw me as his son. It was a big moment for the both of us. So you just came back home 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Before you went to prison, like, you already knew that I was trans, but I wasn't transitioning yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was out socially, like, but I didn't start medically transitioning until that same month that you went to prison. The first day that I came, and when you first see me, what was your reaction? Like, this the same Lee that I know, or was you like, oh man, like, you know, Lee look different?
You know, it was just like, to me, the same person, you know what I mean? But you know, yeah, you changed, got the mustache and beard, you know, it looked good on you, you know? Heck yeah, but yeah, it looked good on you, you know what I'm saying? I did. When I saw you, I was, you know, I wasn't surprised. Even your voice got a little bit bass in it. You kind of tripped me out. That's cool though. You know, I still look at you as my baby. So, you know, you see, you're the same person to me, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. At first, like, I didn't think that you would be that supportive. Like, I would beat around the bush or not really talk about it, cause I didn't know how, like, supportive you'll be, but.
Yeah. You like it, I love it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's everything cool with me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, put it down. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, like, you know, what makes you so supportive?
I always looked at it like, you know, what makes you happy makes me happy, you know. If that's what you like to do, you know, be, you know, want to be, you know, or the way you feel, you know, I'm down with you, you know. As long as you happy, I'm happy, you know. That's the way I look at it, you know. I don't see nothing wrong with it myself, you know what I'm saying? You see how you smile, it makes me smile, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do appreciate you for, you know, being supportive. Your opinion about what I do really mattered to me, so I just wanted to be sure that, you know, you was okay with my decisions that I make in life. Not other people who are trans have supportive parents. Like, what would be your advice to them? What would you say to them if they're, like, not supportive?
If they wasn't supportive, you know, they ought to sit down and talk to a child, and if that make them happy, they should be supportive to them, you know what I'm saying? Because it'll help them grow and have a positive mind and to do things right instead of being going out there and feel like they all alone, and they leave them, and then they don't have no conversation with their child and stuff, you know what I mean? I think this that's something that'll break the child's heart.
Yeah, I appreciate you having this conversation with me, Dad. I think for a long time I was putting it on the back burner because I didn't know what your point of view of it was going to be. But now I see that you're supportive and you even got good advice for, you know, other parents. So,
yeah.
And I love you.
Love you too. Yeah.
He smiles when I smile. My dad's support has given me the courage to step forward, share my story, and uplift the voices of my community, the trans community. I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.